I think there's something in us that we do not like the word no. Amen? I remember asking someone a rhetorical question. I'd ask, what do you think the most used words in our home are? And the first thing a teenager said was, no. And I said, well, that's a close second. Amen. We don't like the word no. I think of the reproval that comes along with no. Usually we want to do something and somebody says no. We've all heard the term, it's hard sometimes to say no. You want an example? Have you put away some extra sweets during this holiday season? It's okay. You know why? Because it's hard to say no. Amen. But I want to give you some no's that you're going to love. I've entitled this message, No's That We Know at the End of 2013. N-O, apostrophe S, that we K-N-O-W at the end of 2013. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're here tonight and you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are a privileged person. Amen. In this whole chapter, Romans chapter 8 is the Magna Carta of Christian liberty. It's one of the great chapters of the Bible. And it tells us that there are some things that involve the word no. I want to give you seven quick things tonight. Romans 8:28, look at it with me. It says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Number one, because of our faith in Jesus Christ, no evil happens to us. No evil happens to us. What does God say here? He says simply, and we know that all things work together for good. Are there trials? Yes. Are there difficulties? Yes. But according to this, all things work for good. And therefore, we know that no evil happens to us. It is a sovereign God that gently, kindly permits circumstances and trials in our life to conform us into the image of Christ. So number one, because of our faith in Christ, there is no evil that happens to us. Number two, look down at verse 32. This was Dr. Malone's favorite verse. Verse number 32. It says there, He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? First, there is no evil that happens to us. The second no is we know that no good is withheld from us. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, God desires to bless you. Amen. Oh, certainly there are times when we get out of His will, but I promise you this, if you're walking in fellowship with God, God gives us the good things. He gave us His Son, which is the best thing. Amen. And He says, listen, if I'm willing to give you my Son, why won't I freely give you all those good things? Oh, listen, I understand, and you understand if you're a mature Christian, it has to be in His will. Yeah. See, there's a lot of people praying for Ferraris that aren't going to get them. Amen. That has nothing to do with the will of God. Talking about asking for things. No evil that happens to us. No good that is withheld from us. Oh, I love verse number 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. No evil that happens to us. No good that is withheld from us. No charge against us. I was talking to Brother Case on Sunday. And he was telling me, he said, and he, by the way, he loves to testify. He loves to testify. And he said, I live so hard for the devil. And I said, me too, brother. Me too. I think of 22 or 23 years ago, where I would have been on a New Year's Eve, I could tell you where I wouldn't have been, in a church. Right. And there's a lot of people, if you went back to Westfield, Massachusetts, or Holyoke, Massachusetts, or West Springfield, Massachusetts, and us as a group, as a church, went back there, and we met some of my old friends, you know what they'd say? Oh, you know him as Pastor Rich. But I knew him as Rich. And he did this. And he did this, and he did this, and I was with him when he did this, and he did this. And you know what? They'd be dead right. But who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth.
That's right.
You know what? It's all true, but it's all under the blood.
Yes. Amen.
Aren't you glad 2013 sins and failures are under the blood? Amen. Under the blood. So there's no charge against us. There's no good that is withheld from us. No evil that happens to us. Number four, look at verse 34. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. You know what? Number four, there's no condemnation upon us. You see, those that are not saved, they're not waiting to be condemned. They're condemned already. John 3:18 tells us, he that believeth on the Son is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, under sentence. But for you and I, it says right there, who is he that condemneth? Over to verse 1 of chapter 8, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Oh, we know the song, Once for All. Verse number 2 says, now are we free, there's no condemnation. Jesus provides a perfect salvation. Come unto me, oh, hear his sweet call. Come and he saves us once for all. You and I will never be under condemnation. Why? Because Jesus was condemned in our place. No condemnation upon us. John 5:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and is passed from death unto life. There's no condemnation upon us. There's no charge against us. There's no good that is withheld from us. No evil that happens to us. Number 5, look at verse 37. Oh, let this be a comfort to you tonight. It says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. What's he referring to there? Verse 35. It says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? What are these things that we're more than conquerors over? Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword. You know what number 5 is? No trial can conquer us. Why? Because we're in Christ. He is the great captain of our army, is he not? Amen. No trial can conquer us. You say, but pastor, this trial keeps beating me down. Just keep getting up. Just keep getting up. Amen. Just keep getting up. This verse says, nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors. Amen. We don't just come in first place. We come in first place and set the record. Amen. Nay, in all these things, no trial can conquer us. Verses 38 and 39. For I am persuaded. Boy, that's a great phrase right there. Love the fact. What persuaded Paul? Word of God. That neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Number 6. No evil that happens to us. No good that is withheld from us. No charge against us. No condemnation upon us. No trial can conquer us. No power can separate us. What a Savior. Brother Jim mentioned in testimony, what a God that keeps everything spinning and working. And by the way, that's the same Jesus. By Him all things consist, Colossians 1:17 says. But He doesn't just save us and leave us to ourselves. He saves us, seals us, secures us, and one day He's coming for us. Amen. Nothing can separate us. You say, but Pastor, I've fallen down. Nothing can separate us. But Pastor, I've gone astray. Nothing can separate us. No power, no device can separate us. So many times I've talked to people and used the illustration of John chapter 10, verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Take that lifesaver or piece of coin or whatever and say to a young person, try to get that out. You can't, because nothing can separate us from God's love. Lastly tonight, no evil that happens to us, no good that is withheld from us, no charge against us, no condemnation upon us, no trial can conquer us, no power can separate us. Go over to verse 18. What a verse. What a truth. What a way to end the year. Verse number 18 of chapter 8, it says, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us." No comparison to what awaits us. No comparison to what awaits us. You're going through a valley right now. And by the way, I don't minimize those valleys. We go through them, and I appreciate Miss Robin's testimony tonight. She's alone, but she's not alone. She's here with us. Amen? Because we're a family. We're part of the family of God. But I want to tell you, whatever valley you're in, maybe it's, Brother T, been out of work for so long. That's a valley. That's discouraging for a man. Amen? I want to tell you something. Anything we go through cannot be compared to the first moment we wake up in glory. For all eternity, there's no comparison. There's no comparison. I was talking to Pastor Donald today, and I've enjoyed a devotional this year called Reaching Toward the Heights, written by a fellow named Wormbrand, Richard Wormbrand. He is the founder of the Voice of the Martyrs. For almost 16 years, he was separated from his family in communist concentration camps. And he said one day that they had beaten his feet so bad that he could not in any way describe the pain. That they had literally beat all the skin off of his feet. And then the next day, Brother Hirth, they beat his feet till the white of the bone showed. And he said, "I can't even describe it." And Pastor Donald and I were talking, and I said, "You know, sometimes we get in a little pity party. When's the last time you had your feet beat till the white of the bone showed?" And you know what Mr. Wormbrand would say? "It's no comparison. It's no comparison. Oh, it was awful to go through, but it's no comparison to the glory which shall be revealed in us." Why? Because God lives within us. The Holy Spirit of God. Oh, listen, those are some no's that we know at the end of 2013. What are they, Pastor? Well, we know that no evil happens to us. All things work together for good. We know that no good is withheld from us. No condemnation is upon us. No trial can conquer us. No power can separate us. And it's no comparison to what awaits us. Father,